Good evening. I'm Jill Burke. You're either listening to or watching Running. Tonight we are speaking with candidates for statewide offices, either running for the State House or the State Senate. We resume tonight with Anchorage House District 23 and Democrat incumbent Les Guerra, who is running unopposed in the primary. Representative Guerra, thank you for joining us. Won't you take just a moment to tell us what your top current priorities are, and then we'll have some questions.
Sure. I mean, the most difficult thing, but the most important thing right now is to see if we can get somewhere on a gas pipeline. I mean, it's the economic future for the state. It's unfortunate right now. We're in the middle of a process to try and move forward with the pipeline, and it seems like everybody with a piece of white paper and crayon who's running for office says, hey, I've got a brand new idea. You can't keep changing ideas every week on the gas pipeline and actually get a pipeline. You've got to put politics to the side. We have a fair chance of getting a pipeline, but it matters that we actually get unified in the state behind a project instead of everybody every week saying, I'm a candidate, I've got a brand new idea, here's my piece of white paper and crayon drawing of the new idea. You've got to be serious about it.
Okay, so that's the top priority. We've already heard that in the open season process that some of the bidders have had some conditions that they've said need to be met in order for their bids to go through. What do you anticipate coming forward out of the next legislative season? And are you going to be able to meet all of their demands realistically and still serve the resource rights of the public?
Well, I mean, it's a very good question. This is the nub of what's going on the gas pipeline. The oil companies have resisted moving ahead with the gas pipeline for 20 years in the state. They're going to demand everything they can possibly get, lower taxes, higher prices for Alaskans to take gas off from the pipeline. They're going to demand the things that are in their interests. We have to demand the things that are in our interests. There's going to be negotiations. Of course they want conditions. Their conditions are to give the people of the state of Alaska as little revenue as possible and send it to their shareholders. Ours is to make sure there's a fair tax rate. And so their nuclear option is to stop a gas pipeline by saying, we won't put gas in the line unless you give us everything we want. Our nuclear option is to say, you know, we have the ability to cancel your leases and bid them to somebody else. We don't want to do that, but at some point there are going to be negotiations, and everybody's got to sort of go to the negotiating table with their strongest suit. And that's why I say we have to come together and not keep trying to undercut each other as we negotiate with the oil industry.
Time is of the essence. Everybody wants to see this moving and moving as quickly as possible. So is it realistic to say cancel leases? You kind of hit the reset button and get everybody started back at square one.
You don't want to do it, but look, when the oil companies come in and say, we want to have a 0% tax rate, do we just say okay? We have to have some leverage too. And I think when we negotiate with our leverage and they negotiate with their leverage, in the end, neither of us are going to get either of those things, and you'll come up with a deal. But if you just let them engage in their leverage, which is we don't want to pay you any taxes, and you just say, what, okay? You have to have leverage in a negotiation, and you're a fool if you don't use your leverage. I mean, that's how you settle and reach a compromise. I don't want to cancel their leases. And they're not serious about not wanting to pay any taxes. But you have to go to the negotiating table with your tools. If you give up all your tools, you don't get a gas pipeline.
Okay. Your legislative crystal ball. We have two competing projects. In the end, do we have one winning project, or do we have kind of a unified option between those two entities joining forces, so to speak?
If everybody running for office keeps coming up with the new gas line ideas and saying, let's try something brand new and ditch what we've done in the past, we're going to have no gas pipeline. So people need to sort of mature, stop playing politics, and we will ultimately have a gas line. There's a very good likelihood that those who put gas into the line are going to be partial owners of the gas pipeline. But, you know, we've got to negotiate, and we've got to negotiate from a position of strength.
Okay. Cook Inlet gas is another hot topic.
Sure.
LNG exports. How are you feeling about that situation? Has the state done enough to try to ensure that South Central has its local needs met before allowing gas to go overseas?
It's a good question. Pete Peterson, myself, Representative Gardner, have been very active and vocal and have objected to a unconditional guarantee of an export license. I want Conoco and Marathon to have their export license. It's good for jobs in the Kenai Peninsula and keeps gas producing, but only the condition has to be that our local needs are satisfied first. Conoco and Marathon have filed an application saying they don't want to be obligated to meet our local needs, and we have sent a letter to the Department of Energy and to the governor saying we want our local needs met first as a condition of the export license. We can do both. They can export, but our local needs have to be satisfied first. It's our gas.
Okay, and I got to cut you off. We're out of time, so you have 1 minute to wrap up and offer a closing statement.
Thank you, Jill. you know, when you're in the legislature, your focus has to be on creating opportunity for people, opportunity for this and the next generation. We can do a lot better in terms of education. That's how you create opportunity for people. 35% of our youth not graduating from high school is not good enough. Early education works, and we have one of the worst early education systems in the nation. Representative Gardner and I have worked very hard to improve that, but we have a lot more to do. We have a lot of resistance to overcome. We have to do better in terms of getting people into vocational education and college. Our numbers there are not good. Republican Party politics have sort of sandwiched bad children's health policy from Governor Murkowski and now Governor Parnell. They've ensured we've had the second worst children's health care system in the nation. We can do better. We need to do better. But it's about creating opportunity, jobs, and a future for people in this and the next generation.
All right. Very good. Democrat Les Guerra, the representative from District 23 in Anchorage, the incumbent running for the primary in this upcoming election.